Welcome, everybody, to the Spiritualist Shopping Channel. I am your host, Reverend William Pellick. Think back to a time where you received the most wonderful gift ever, an amazing gift. Think about how you felt about receiving it. Think about the gratitude and the happiness. Well, here at the Spiritualist Shopping Channel, we have an even more wonderful gift to offer you today. It has so many features. It has unlimited applications. You can use it any way you wish. It doesn't have just artificial intelligence or AI. It provides access to a universal intelligence. And ladies and gentlemen, no, it's not a new Google app. No. It can heal the sick. Literally, heal the sick. It allows you to travel great distances in the blink of an eye. It allows you to communicate with anybody in the world, even your loved ones in spirit. And no, it's not a new addition to Facebook. It allows you to see the past and at times glimpse into the future. And it's not Instagram. It speaks, it hears, it sees, it can tell you questions. It can ask you can ask questions, it'll provide you answers. And no, it's not Siri or Alexa. It's based upon 7 very high quality design principles. Let me share those principles with you. I know you'll really want to have this once you hear about these principles. First principle. It comes from a very reputable manufacturer. Some people have been so impressed, they call it a divine source. This manufacturer has been in business for a very long time, and he's not a fly-by-night operator. Indeed, his products have stood the test of time. Principle number 2, it's a unique gift for everyone. This gift is available to anyone who wishes it, regardless of race, color, creed, or belief, no matter what their financial circumstances are. And indeed, no credit applications required. Everyone is accepted unconditionally. Each gift is made from the same stuff, but it's designed especially for you. Your gift is unique. There is no other one like it. And there will never be one like it ever again. The third principle. We offer unlimited 24/7 customer support. Our customer service representatives are always available to provide support to you. No, ladies and gentlemen, no waiting in hours on a phone queue or for a email response. No promises that they'll get back to you because they're always available for you. Any question that you have will be answered instantly in any language. Our fourth design principle is an unlimited and unconditional warranty. How long would you expect this warranty on this gift to be? 1 year, 5 years, 10 years? It goes on forever. In fact, it will not only last your current lifetime, but beyond that. This gift requires very low maintenance and is very durable. You can abuse it, you can ignore it, you can refuse to maintain it, and no matter how you treat it, it will always be there for you. No batteries are required. For all it needs is a loving and compassionate heart to empower it. Principle number 5, what we call responsible use. Remember that with such privileges that come with this gift, come responsibilities. You are responsible for how you use it, and each gift has a special purpose, and it's up to you whether and how you use it, and whether you use it for this purpose. And ladies and gentlemen, once you receive this gift, you can choose to leave it in its box or take full advantage of its wonderful applications. Using it is up to you and how you use it. Principle number 6, customer satisfaction is not guaranteed. I know this sounds bizarre. I'm trying to sell you this gift, but we can't guarantee satisfaction. But remember, how you use this gift will have consequences for you and for others. This gift may bring you great happiness and also profound sadness. but it will not necessarily bring you wealth or fame. It will always call, sometimes at the most inconvenient times. If you fail to respond or choose to leave it in its box, you may in fact regret it one day. And I have to say, there are no refunds, but there are returns in terms of how you use your gift. Finally, principle number 7, an unlimited time offer. The good news is that if you are free to accept this gift for a limited time. But think about this. Think about how it would be if you look back upon your life and how you used this gift. How did you care for it? How did you use it in the world? How did you help others discover their unique gifts? The good news is you have an eternity to figure this out, but time is of the essence. Because the bad news is you will never know when this life will come to an end. So ladies and gentlemen, I ask you, how much would you pay for this gift? $100, $1,000, $10,000, $100,000, $1 million? You can't buy it. It's not available in stores, and you won't find it on Amazon. It's freely given to everyone at no cost because, ladies and gentlemen, it's priceless. So thank you for watching the Spiritualist Shopping Channel. We hope to hear from you soon. So that's the Spiritualist Shopping Channel. And of course, the gift I'm talking about is indeed your own unique and wonderful souls. The gift that you've been given by our Creator. The 7 design principles, of course, are the 7 qualities, are the 7 principles of spiritualism. The reputable manufacturer, of course, is Infinite Spirit, Divine Creator of all that is. A unique gift for everyone is the unity and equality of all. Unlimited customer support is communion, guidance, and healing from spirit and angels. The 4th design principle, an unlimited and unconditional warranty, is the continuous existence of the soul and its personality. The 5th, responsible use, speaks to the principle of personal responsibility for the creation of our reality through thought, word, and deed. Customer satisfaction is not guaranteed, as of course our actions create results according to natural law. And finally, the unlimited offer is eternal progress open to every soul. What I realized in contemplating these principles and putting together this talk is that these principles are not separate. In fact, we need to consider them as a whole. Each principle is indispensable and part of an active ongoing process of creation. They're not individual commandments, but like the voice of spirit, they do not tell us what to do. They remind us about who we are and the nature of our existence. And the purpose of my address here was not to treat these principles in a crass or irreverent way. The theme of this address was meant to challenge the ever-increasing advance of materialism and consumerism in our lives. As Minister Gordon Higginson, one of the most remarkable mediums of the 20th century in the UK, said over 25 years ago in the spirit of spiritualism, I think materialism is very strong because of the way the world has become imprisoned by it over the years. Spiritualism is really the balancing of that. It's dealing with the spiritual side of man's or humankind's nature. He encouraged us to spiritualize ourselves in our world. Our mission is to spiritualize the world, as he said, to turn the attention of the world inwards to the immortality of the soul. And indeed, I think in some respects, one of the blessings, if there are any, of the current pandemic is that we are realizing that perhaps there are more important things than money and possessions. We're seeing everyday stories of individuals helping others just because they are in need of assistance. So to close this, perhaps in a more profound and less commercial way, I thought I'd close with a poem I wrote some time ago that speaks to how this special gift calls out to you. And it's called A Gentle, Quiet Whisper. A child is born and begins a new life, welcomed by joys, joyful tears, and shouts of pride at another who speaks from deep inside in a gentle, quiet whisper. The temptations of youth with so many fears to face, so scared and alone, you waited there in that sacred place to offer guidance and strength, courage and hope in a gentle, quiet whisper. A career and family, so many choices to make, a path of money or service, which direction does one take? Again, you were there when I needed you most. Be quiet, be grateful, was what you said in a gentle, quiet whisper. Standing on the platform, waiting to begin, wondering and worried if spirit would appear once again. You were there to remind me that spirit has always been there in a gentle, quiet whisper. A day will come when we will meet again, a crossing, a passage, a last goodbye, accompanied with tears in my loved one's eyes. And they will be comforted and released from pain by my gentle, quiet whisper.